It's our co-athlete of the week this week. We've got two wrestlers that we got coming in. On one on the phone this morning from Hudson, Nick Sorrow. Nick, congratulations on being named one of our Iowa Insurance Athlete of the Week this week.
Thank you. It means a lot.
So this is another good year for Hudson Wrestling, and especially for you as well. Talk a little bit about your season so far. You're 31-2, but those a couple tough losses, and not from guys that you normally would wrestle, right?
I think we just got to, being a senior, it's a different outlook, and I think we have a good group of guys, like-minded individuals, and the coaches do a good job of taking us places to challenge us and, get better through the season so that we peak at the right time. And, being here 4 years really changed my, attitude on a lot of things. And, I think we got a strong finish coming.
Well, you've had a pretty good career so far. Again, three-time state champ, and then you got your fourth county championship, and that means a lot, because that county tournament is so tough. There's not a whole lot of guys in the history of Lenawee County wrestling that can say they were four timers, and you were able to pull it off this year, and you're going for your fourth state championship this year as well. Was that your goal, to get both of those this year?
Yeah, it's been the goal from the start, ever since I started wrestling. It was COVID year. My brother won his state title, and I was at the bowling alley with my grandparents because we couldn't be there. But they told me the news, and, I told my grandpa, I was like, that was nice, but I'm going for four.
So your brother, where was that? Was that Michigan Center?
My brother went to Hanover Horton.
Hanover Horton, that's right. But then you decided to come over to Hudson. And what was the big thing with that, and how has Scooter and the rest of the coaches kind of shaped your career for these last 3.5 years?
Yeah, for sure. I've been going to a small school my whole life, and, it's weird. It's a big jump, even though, D4 to D4 school, it's Hudson's, and the program Mary's got running there, it's really like a D1 program. And, just the work ethic and, the love that he gives to his program, is you can't find that anywhere else.
So, you went down to Brecksville down in Ohio, and that's one of your losses, and that was to a kid from California?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. And then you got one other one from Ashland. But, again, a good year for you guys so far. What, shaping up, I was talking to Mark Comstock this morning, too, just about your team, too, because you've got, you as senior, Malachi, but then you've got some young guys, too, and, Liam and Royce. You've got a really good mix of young and old on this team.
Yeah, for sure. It's good seeing those good guys coming in, dominate early. These guys are dedicated. They go out and do their extras. They're wrestling all over the country, and, they're good additions to the team. And, it's good to have young guys you can rely on.
Yeah, and then, Beckett Campbell, he's undefeated so far and was able to get his second, so he's on his way as a four-timer. Who's, as far as in your weight class and in your room, is it probably – Colt Perry, you guys probably match up mostly in the wrestling room working on things?
Yeah, me, Colt, Beckett, and Wyatt Kimball. We'll throw Trace Clark in there. We'll roll around a little bit, beat each other up, work on what we could do better. And it's good to have a group of, guys that you can just go after it, and it's an intense scrap.
Hey, Nick, I'm going to ask you to rank and throw in out the state championship, because I know that would be ultimately the real goal for you for the season. But you wrestle in a lot of really great events. I mean, Hudson travels and goes to different things. But can you rank maybe the top two or three events every year that you really look forward to? I mean, that you go to and exclude the state championship.
Yeah, Yeah, I was gonna put Team State up there, but definitely Super 16. You know, it's good to have a home tournament where we invite a bunch of elite competition, and you know, it's good to challenge ourselves there, right at home. And then I would have to say this year I really liked Brecksville because that's one of the toughest tournaments in the nation. You know, you got multiple nationally ranked teams. That Buchanan team's ranked number one in the nation right now. And I think the other Perrysburg, they're top 10. But, yeah, that and then I'd say Roughnecks, where we go to Ohio, stay overnight. You know, I feel like that's a good, you know, team bonding, help each other get on. We got to weigh in Ohio. It's a little different. You wrestle, weigh in, or you weigh in, wrestle, and then you have to make a way out. So, you know, it's good to stay accountable and help some guys out who haven't been through that. But, yeah, definitely those three. You know, it's good our coaches are always looking for new places to take us, you know, to challenge us.
Well, then you've done, you know, the Fargos and the summer ones as well. So what, you know, what do those mean? Is that big too for, especially on, you know, recruiting? I know you've committed to Michigan State, but going to those national tournaments in the summer and going out to Fargo and that, how are those compared to, you know, doing the state tournament?
It's a whole different world. It's, you know, first of all, it's freestyle. So it's international style. So that's cool to get out there and learn. And but you know, out there you're going with the best in the nation from all 50 states. So it's good competition. Pick up a few losses here and there, but keep challenging yourself. And you know, I would definitely recommend that to any wrestler who's looking to get better, is not to be afraid of taking a few losses. That's, you know, challenging yourself is the only way you're gonna be able to jump levels. So the Fargo and, you know, the duels you can do, and that is definitely a good step that would help maximize your career.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that, you know, Coach Mary doesn't worry about is you guys getting a few losses. I mean, I think that, you know, challenging you and you get a loss, you can learn a little bit from that too. But I mean, you know, taking on the competition, to not worry about being undefeated. I mean, it's great if you can get there, but, you know, to get a loss here or there, I mean, you've been taking on some real tough opponents.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's definitely important. You know, as you said, you learn 1,000 times more from a loss than from a win. Yes, the goal is to go out there and win, but if you take a loss, it's just, you have to have the right mindset, you know, rewatch the video, look what you could do. And, you know, I feel for myself, every time I've took a loss, I've been able to look back, tweak some things, and, you know, hopefully become a better wrestler from that. And, you know, the coach has said this 1,000 times, but it's good to go out there and, you know, surrender the outcome and just learn how to wrestle high competition. And sure, you'll pick up a loss from here and there, but, you know, it's just good to go out there and feel what that feels like. So by the end of the year, you're dialed in, you got your tweaks done, and ready to take the top of the podium.
Talk a little bit about your recruiting and what ultimately led you to commit to Michigan State.
Yeah, so I'm a little biased. I've kind of been a Michigan State guy my whole life. My dad went to Michigan State. My mom went to Michigan State. My brother goes there. But, you know, I was open in recruiting. Took a couple visits. I visited Bucknell, Indiana. And it just felt, when I went to Michigan State, it just felt like home. It was really comfortable. And, you know, I got along with the coaches. So I knew that would be a good place for me to be.
What weight do you think you're going to be wrestling there? Are you going to try to get that 26, or are you going to stay up where you're at in that 30s?
No, I think I'll be 33, okay. Maybe 41 later in my career. But, you know, there's no telling, because no matter what I weigh, those college guys are a little bit bigger. I might have to cut a little weight.
Nick, will you be going up to enroll in the summer? Will you be there this summer, or will you wait till the fall?
I'm not so sure on that. I know I'll be up there in the room a bunch, but I don't know what my status is for rooming and actually living on campus.
Okay. Will you be attending classes, though, or not? Are you...
No.
Okay. All right.
Not until the fall.
Okay.
Well, again, a good year so far from you, and you know, you still got two goals left with the team state and individual state as well. But congratulations once again on getting the your four-time county championship, and again, that means a lot. There's a lot of guys that might not win a county championship that'll win a state championship, so it's definitely one to put on your resume and take that along with you. So congratulations once again being our athlete of the week, brought to you by Ion Insurance. So congratulations, Nick, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, once again, that was Nick Sorrow from Hudson, our co-athlete of the week this week.